We got a busted string, so give us a second. Can we have a gigantic round of applause for these gentlemen up here working so hard doing this music from the Road Band? Y'all want to hear a good Bill Monroe story? Okay. So the first year I joined the Newgrass Revival, which was 1974, we went to, I believe, Camp Springs, North Carolina, or Reidsville, one of those two festers. And Newgrass Revival was playing, a whole bunch of people were playing, Bill Monroe was playing. They used to put us on at 2 in the morning for y'all. For us. Anyways, Bill Monroe's banjo player took sick on a Saturday afternoon. So one of the guys in Bill Monroe's band asked Bill if he thought it'd be okay if Courtney Johnson from the Newgrass Revival sat in with him that day. And Bill didn't really say anything. So Courtney showed up at the side of the stage about a half hour before Bill was supposed to go on. And he went over to Bill and he was real nervous. He said, "I'm Mr. Monroe. My name's Courtney Johnson, and I was told maybe I could help you out with playing for your banjo player today." And Monroe doesn't say, and he still hasn't said a word. And finally, he looks over at Courtney and he takes his glasses off and he goes, "What do you call that music of yours?" And Courtney said, very respectfully, he said, "Newgrass?" And Bill Monroe goes, "Oh yes, I hate that." No, he did not play with it.
Oh yes, I hate that.
But that story has a happy ending, because when Sam Bush had cancer in 1980, Bill came to the rescue and played a benefit for Sam and brought his band in, and we all made peace and we were friends much later. So it was just a cultural thing, you know. Because they looked at us, those old guys back then, they looked at us, we had long hair and we smoked dope a lot, and they thought that we were exactly what we were, a bunch of drugged out hippies. All right, yeah, let's hear it for Sam Bush. I just talked to Sam 3 days ago. He's resting up. He's going to be back in action in June, late June. So this is for you, Sammy.